Welcome back to So Over Podcast, and we have so much to talk about the releases and what's been currently going on. Today I'm joined with Lorenzo Ramon
Yo, what's going on, people?
and Macho Martin.
Yeah.
I am Emmy Blaze. So let's get right to it. So let's talk about. There's a lot of stuff going on at the moment. Obviously, we had Raw and we've had SmackDown, but wanted to talk a little bit about the releases of R-Truth and Carlito that happened around Sunday last week. So yeah, it's been rocking everybody's world. It's what everyone's talking about, and TKO have become on under fire big time for this.
Rightly so.
Yes, and there's been a lot of opinions. I was quite shocked, to be honest. That's why I've just been trying to take all the information in. I don't know about you. What have you thought about it? Should I start with Lorenzo?
Yeah, it's there's ways you can look at this, right? So, if you're a ruthless businessman. And R-Truth isn't bringing in any merchandise and has no fandom because obviously R-Truth loses more than he wins, right? So he quote unquote is a jobber, right? If he wasn't selling any kind of merch or wasn't moving any fandom, then you would sell him, right? Because he's not going to be a WWE champion. He's in his 50s as well, and he's been around since the Attitude Era. Actually, I think he made his debut in 2001, so technically, like. It would make sense to release him if he didn't have a fandom and if he wasn't a top merch seller, which he is now, obviously. So it's just very weird to like release him on the cusp of pretty much his biggest match of his recent career. It makes no sense. And the fans are all behind him. Well, they've been behind him pretty much for the last 5 or 6 years. And then selling him the week after his biggest match just made no sense to me whatsoever. And I've said this like this year, all the goodwill that WWE has gotten over the last 2 years, with the Triple H era and, good booking storylines and stuff like that, is fading away this year because of TKO, Netflix, or wherever it may be. A lot of goodwill is disappearing, and I've seen it change as well online.
Yeah.
And this kind of has pushed things even further because I guess fans are taking over shows now with, we want R-Truth and all that stuff, which is funny. Who knows? They might hire him back for, but yeah, it's not a good decision in my opinion.
Yeah. I think Sheamus mentioned that he probably will be back, but obviously that's just him sort of speculating. I mean, that's pretty good sort of like roundup from your side of things. It's interesting. What about you, Macho Martin?
I was really upset that they released R-Truth. I love R-Truth. I think he's amazing. His comedy is great. He's such a trooper. He probably doesn't want to do half of this stuff, but he does, and he brings his game every week, even though they're only like short little clippets when we see him. But he's so on board, he's so funny, and as you mentioned, his greatest match. I loved it. He was so much he was a better John Cena than John Cena. Yeah, you said that last week. I love Ron Cena. I think I'd rather have Ron Cena than John Cena. He's, I don't understand it with that match. Also, they could have just let him win. It wasn't a title match. They could have just let him win. Even if they knew they were going to release him, at least let him win that match. Even if it was out of like a random, like obviously not an instant automatic win, like an easy win sort of thing, but like a Roll up.
potential win or something like that. But to release him after that and to make him lose against the potato, it's just uncalled for as well. I think it was done wrong. I was really upset about it. I was like, well, F you all that letters to WWE and with all this TKO business going on about, as the business side. But he is releasing. That's what I don't get. Like you said, he is releasing. He's got loads of merch. I thought he's one of the biggest merchers.
Top Mozilla this month.
So
Yeah.
that's crazy as well. But apparently TKO are 3 billion in debt or something, and they're
Already.
already, or something like that. That's what rumors you see online. And
Yeah.
someone mentioned that the reason, again, that they're kind of pushing out like the lower class people is that they're choosing events that are only in like the high class areas, like Las Vegas. And I think they've got another one for the King and Queen. Aren't they going to Dubai or
Saudi
some
Arabia.
Saudi Arabia or somewhere
Saudi
like
Arabia.
that?
Yeah.
So, you know, like they're just pushing people out to get more
Yeah.
money because they're in so much debt, I'd imagine. They're dropping people here and there. Yeah, I'm not happy this week. Definitely not.
Yeah, I mean, from my side of things, I just think it's really disappointing because, yeah, like I feel like the show really does require a little bit of comic relief, and it seems like they're trying to wipe out the soul of WWE. Like, you know, it's becoming very soulless, and like obviously we heard John Cena today saying, addressing the R-Truth, like chants, the sort of protest chants of R-Truth, and then he was like, "You can't handle the truth, and you know we're going to ruin wrestling for you know wrestling is ruined. I told you it's ruined for everyone now." And it's like almost like it's kind of playing into his little game or something of like of his character, but still, I mean, it is there is truth to it, you know, like it is getting ruined for everyone, like it's becoming. I think we were talking about it the other day, where it's like about people who've got numbers, you know, like on like Twitter or on Instagram or TikTok, who's got the most followers. And then you've got people. That's why you've got Logan Paul coming in, and that's the future that TKO are looking at, you know. And that's why I guess John Cena even said today, like, you know, look at your future. Your future is Logan Paul. Somebody who took the shortcut isn't like from, you know, hasn't worked their way up, you know, that type of thing. But yeah, it's just it's clear that it feels like TKO have made like quite, I feel like they've made a bit of a mistake. And like, did you see the tweets about from Road Dog, and then he had to delete them or something?
No, what did you say?
He was just basically saying, R-Truth, that you know R-Truth, he loves R-Truth, and it was only because of the bean counters or something that that's why, you know, because he's an exec, right? So he probably knows a little bit more, but he didn't say much. But it was he called the people that made the decision the bean counters, which obviously the bean counters probably don't like to be called the bean counters, and it was removed like I think within a couple of hours or a day or something. So lots of people were commenting on that, like, why does he feel so restricted that he can't even commemorate his friends? And, you know, of course it was about something to do with the business, right? But he
Yeah.
can't seem to be criticizing the business sort of thing. And
And
it's
he
the same.
just got tired, didn't he?
Yeah, exactly. It's the same with the wrestlers that were told not to wear R-Truth's merchandise, and some people didn't do what they were told, and
You know what's crazy, yeah? Sorry to cut you off. Sorry to cut you off. But you know, if a rest so there's a couple of wrestlers that have the power to do that and get away with it, right? But unfortunately, they're not here enough. So like a Roman Reigns, for example. He'll probably be able to get away with doing that. And then that would obviously incite everybody else to do it. That's what you need. But a lot of the guys on the roster now are you're either part-timers or you're just not high enough to have that kind of pull to do things like that. And that's the design now. You know, back in the day, like, you know, your Undertaker would do something and no one's going to punish the Undertaker, right? He's been there for so long. So everyone else would do the same thing. And, you know, that kind of camaraderie doesn't exist in today's WWE, in my opinion.
Well, we did see, I don't know if you heard about this, but Gunther wiped everything from WWE off his social media. So he took all the pictures off, everything. He used to have tags and stuff like that. He took them off when the news of R-Truth hit. And obviously he's kind of now a top guy. He has his own trailer. Do you know what I
Yeah.
mean? And then I think The Miz did something similar as well. So obviously, he was quite close with R-Truth, and they were touring partners for years. And then I think that also people were saying, "Who's next?" Because
He's more likely to be on the chopping block next than his.
I think that's what people were saying. Yeah, that actually maybe his contract's coming up soon as well.
Oh, I read that in July, right? That's what I
Yeah.
read. Yeah.
So maybe there hasn't been anyone contacting him about a renewal.
I mean, sorry to cut you off, but with the Miz's case, it's kind of time now because you've done everything there is to do. You're not exactly as entertaining as you were years ago. You're not top Metzeler, and you don't really do anything anymore, really.
Yeah.
So if he was to get released, that would actually make sense.
It would make more
Sorry, no offense to
sense.
the Miz, but yeah.
Yeah, I know it's sad. It would some things were kind of seen, but I think the R-Truth thing was like really because everything, as Macho Martin was saying, everything he's given, he turns into gold, right? You know, he can be given the most rubbish kind of like, you know, interlude-y type arrangement, and he'll make that into something. Like, you know, he was talking to no one, right? And he's had that whole thing with Jimmy, you know. I don't know if you remember
Yeah,
Jimmy.
of course I do. That's my favorite era of Triple H. I mean,
Yeah.
R-Truth, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, he was doing he's just amazing, and he's been turning it around. Even as a part-timer, he can make a very lackluster show memorable and interesting. So it's just one of those things, like, why doesn't the WWE value someone like R-Truth?
You
Even
know,
though
it'd be
that
funny,
could give him like a good like signing off, like to be like he's been here for like you know several so like decade, and you can't even like give him like a tribute or like a nice proper ending. And maybe they feel like they did that with the John Cena match.
You know, it'd be funny though. So, Archer's characters to just appear places that he shouldn't be. Like,
Yeah.
what if he just randomly appeared, like in WWE? Like in a title match, and then just won it, and
Yeah.
it's all part of the storyline. This is all a storyline that
Like it's
we, you know,
worked.
devil's advocate. You know, maybe it's the storyline, and he just appears and
Yeah.
wins Money in the Bank, and then
How could
obviously,
he
because that's his character, isn't
just
it? That's it.
appear and win Money in the Bank? He has to be in it, right?
No, but that's his character. He's been in the Money in the Bank matches without qualifying for the match itself.
What
He's been in Royal
I
Rumble.
know he's created something where he tried to climb a ladder and
Yeah,
it
that was in the Royal
wasn't
Rumble. So, yeah, that was in the Royal Rumble. He brought a
there.
ladder out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, it's actually his character just to randomly appear in places that he doesn't belong in. So, you know,
Yeah.
devil's advocate. Maybe we're all being worked
You think it's the
if we cannot.
work?
Do you know what? Yeah. For the next 24 hours, I'm going to assume this will work.
Okay, well, Money in the Bank is coming back, and it would be funny as like a tribute that he turned up sort of randomly.
Yeah.
But then I think someone else was saying, I think it was on Mark Henry and I think
Bubba Ray Dudley.
yeah, those guys, they were on the and they were talking about it, and they were saying that, oh, maybe he'll turn up in AEW and then he'll think
No,
he's in the WWE
oh,
and that would be a part of
actually.
the show.
Actually, you know what? That might be entertaining. Yeah. Yeah,
Yeah.
that would actually make me watch AEW, I'll be real, if he actually
Yeah.
does that.
Well, that's the thing. He's so amazing. He could go anywhere. Like, to be honest, he's what 50, no, 50, coming on to 60 soon, like, you know, soon. And then but he still looks like he's 30 years old. Do
I
you know what
know,
I
honestly.
mean? He's still got a lot of gas in the tank, and even in the match with Cena, he was doing pretty well. Like, Cena was sort of seeming like he was struggling actually a little bit. So yeah, so he's still got like a wide career. I for me personally, I
He's
don't
53.
53. See, amazing. Do you know what I mean? Look at that. Like, he looks amazing. But it's just like, imagine if, like, why not? Like, why can't he do something even better than this? Like, you know, like what about like being in movies or something, a comedy thing? Like, you know what I mean? Like I was looking up his IMDb, and I was like, yeah, he's not really done any movies and stuff like that, but he's clearly got the talent to be able to just act, you know what I mean? Why can't we get him in? Like, I mean, is Fast and the Furious still going? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. think they've moved on to space now. Yes.
Was that?
And I think they've moved on to space now. Like that, they've
Well,
moved. Yeah.
actually, let me ask you guys a
Wish to
question.
the moon.
What films would you put R-Truth in if you had to put him in a franchise? Where do you think he would be best placed?
So it would be I guess something funny, right? So
Scary movie.
scared, you know what? Yeah,
Could be
absolutely.
wrong killings.
Yes. Oh yeah, just play himself. That's simple. Yeah. Either that or maybe even Friday. Maybe Friday.
Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Friday franchise. Yeah.
I feel like he could do so much. Like this, it's kind of like obviously you love wrestling and it's all that stuff, but there should be like something even bigger for this guy. Like, I really want him to do well. Like, I hope he's okay. Like, yeah,
We haven't heard from him
you
though.
haven't heard from him. There's been some rumors saying that there was a contract actually offered to him, but he turned it down because obviously, I think some people say that a lot of the time they try to offer you like half of what you're on or something like that. So a lot of
Oh.
wrestlers had been working on that, like, and then they got let go anyway, sort of thing.
Yeah.
So
Yeah.
he refused that.
You know, I heard a rumor because I was looking into this archery stuff, but there was a rumor from, I think they're called Ringside News or something like that. They were saying that they're trying to renegotiate Roman Reigns' contract as well because he's on a 50 million a year. Right now, he obviously doesn't show up that much, so they're trying to reduce his contract. So he might be in the same situation. He just disappears as well because he's not going to want a lot of money.
Yes, him and R-Truth are actually real buddies as well. So maybe they're
Yeah.
all talking about this behind the scenes.
Maybe they've got a union.
They should do, because it feels like do you know much about that? Is there a wrestling union for wrestlers?
Yeah, so what I know about it is they tried to get one going in the 80s, yeah. And then Hulk Hogan fought against it.
Ugh.
And since then, there hasn't been a union unless one came up this year. But I've done research on these kind of things and I'm pretty sure there's no union right now. All because of
Right.
Hulk Hogan, yeah, he is. Because he had the power to basically get it going. Because he was in the 80s, he was obviously bigger than anything, right? He was bigger than wrestling itself,
Yeah.
and he decided against it. And no one has really had the power since then to, authorize a union, unfortunately.
Yeah, because apparently that's so sad and so like Hogan, he's such a company man or something, right? At the time, it sounded like Vince Russo was saying that TKO are clearly trying to start cutting talent and have been basically talent with good contracts with years on it, and their earnings would increase over time. So this does check in about Roman Reigns. They were even saying there was a rumor as well about Triple H
Oh
having
yeah,
18 months left.
and then they're in, yeah, because he's in disagreement with The Rock, right?
Yeah. So I don't know if you've heard anything about that.
Yeah, no, I've heard this basically what you've heard as well. I heard I guess The Rock has his own writers, and Triple H is like what, head of creative, right? So AKA he helps write the show. So when The Rock got parts of TKO, he had his own agenda where he wanted to bring in his writers and have his own creative, but Triple H is still on this deal that he can't, release him off. So until the deal runs out, they work together or coexist. And what we've heard this year is they haven't coexisted very well. So I guess what I'm hearing is once H's contract runs out, then he's just gone completely.
Goodness, what would that mean? I mean, Triple H was coming under a lot of fire as like the front line person in this sort of thing, and it would have been his decision or something like that. But really, who is the person, or who are the people that have the decision? Everyone is still kind of going back to TKO. So this is like really bad for TKO, especially when a lot of things are like the stock market and their shareholders and stuff like that. I don't think this is good. Like all of this press, people basically saying, like, using their name and saying, look, these people are making bad decisions and we as fans aren't happy. And it doesn't sound like they're selling out the stadiums very well. Like SummerSlam is not sold out.
Yeah.
The prices are so expensive. I don't know if you guys have heard much about that. So they're struggling as well. So
Yeah, it's not been a good year in my opinion for WWE. And one thing I was going to say as well, like when TKO are entity where they're kind of faceless, right? Like when Triple H leaves, if he leaves, I mean, we're speculating, aren't we? But if he leaves, right? And let's say we're watching Raw and we hate the show, we don't have an image of anyone to blame because TKO is just an entity, right? We don't know who the head of creative is going to be and this and that. But obviously, in this era, we can blame Triple H for good things and we can praise him for, well, we can blame him for bad things, we can praise him for good things. The era before, Vince McMahon, we can praise him for good things and blame him for the bad things. And these guys are wrestling minds as well. So we know, okay, they know how to create a good wrestling show because they've been doing it for years. They also know how to create a bad one, fair enough. But they're wrestling minds. When all these Vince McMahon, Triple H, definitely man, when they're all gone, unfortunately, it's going to be run by these guys that are not wrestling minds. So they will turn the show, and this is me just speculating, they could turn the show into a circus, like honestly.
I think they
Where
are
you have.
starting to. We're starting to see that,
Yeah.
with everything, they're just buying random stuff. Like even them buying the sort of Lucho line. It's like it doesn't sound like they know what to do with that very
It's a bit
well.
different to like Disney and things like that, though, is it? They're
Yeah.
buying like these kind of companies like Marvel, and but if you see it on the same sort of principle, it's the
Yeah.
company buying all these other companies, and they're not really creatives. They're just ticket,
Yeah.
number people. That's it.
Yeah, they're not thinking about the consumer. Like, how, why are you buying Triple A? Why would I? Like, are they going to be in a storyline that I'm going to find entertaining, or you just want to just put on a random match on Raw that I shouldn't like, apparently?
Yeah,
Not
like I
really.
think it's Worlds Collide, isn't it, this weekend?
Oh, really? Okay. I'll be
Yeah.
honest. I probably won't be watching it.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I think I would stick to just the Money in the Bank,
Yeah.
this.
I don't know anyone in it. That's the thing. Is oh wait, is sorry, not El Grande. Sorry, El Grande is Charlotte Flair's ex, isn't it? I
And
think.
no,
No? Oh God.
Charlotte Flair's ex is not El Grande America.
Oh, sorry. Oh my God. Okay. So I meant the same person, El
Look,
Grande Americano. I'm
El Grande's
separating
the
El
father of Money
Grande
in the Bank.
from Americano for some reason. I don't know
Raw
why.
Collide is Chad Gable.
Okay, so it's so confusing. They've confused us so much with all of this different stuff that yeah, El Grande Americana is in Money in the Bank with
Yes.
Andrade, right?
Okay. Yes. El
Those two are
Grande.
in there. There was a match today, and there was a bit of stuff on SmackDown, and then I guess there is a whole thing with the Luchos. I think it's a little bit more NXT and the Luchos sort of thing, and then some of the I think it's some of the main roster people are going to be on there, but they're like from the Lucha side, like yeah, there's a few other people, but yeah, so it's very confusing. There's so much stuff, and see, it's already turned into a circus where like the fans are just confused. In terms of the main storyline, which they're trying to put with Seth Rollins and all that stuff, hardly anyone even cares that much. I know it's bad to say, but it's like they're trying to make us care about something, but it doesn't feel like it's the main thing.
It's not the main thing, and it's just it was horribly done. The heel turn might have been good at WrestleMania. Sorry, I don't want to get on a tangent of Seth again. It's
Yeah.
just he's just like a his aura is has a negative effect on me, you know? Like I watch him and I watch a Braun Strowman who could be doing so much more. Like obviously I've seen a bit of SmackDown where he speared what's his name again? Aleister Black, I guess. It's a good spear, but when was the last time you had a match? I don't really remember personally. And if you did have one, I wasn't paying attention because everyone was there, unfortunately.
I guess it's the same thing. It's basically, we were saying this before, it's the same as Chelsea Green
Yeah.
and Piper Niven and Alba Fire. It's like they don't even have their main song come up when they come up for their own individual match. And I think it's very debilitating. I think you can still have a fraction, but still let these people have their personalities.
Exactly.
They can still be
Exactly.
wearing something that is significant of theirs, rather than them just being building up this person. It's like you're not really helping someone that much. Like I feel like with the Usos, at least like Jay was Jay and Jimmy was Jimmy. Do you know what I mean? It's like I don't think it's I don't think it they're doing these like all four of these wrestlers and the men and the women's faction pretty dirty, to be honest, just
I
by
agree.
doing that.
You know what? You hit the nail on the head. Just again, the bloodline, right? Within the bloodline, Roman Reigns is constantly having heated exchanges with Jey Uso. Jey Uso is having heated exchanges with Sami Zayn and his own brother and Paul Heyman. Sami Zayn is heated exchanges with Roman Reigns. There's stuff going on in the faction that's keeping you entertained while they are all feuding with a different faction. That
Yeah.
is entertainment.
And you get to know who those people who are sort of like slightly like behind people who they are, because you bring the whole point of the faction is to bring people up. And
Yeah,
obviously
exactly.
I think this is better for Strowman. It's not Braun Strowman, I mean Braun
One,
Strowman.
yeah, one breaker, one
Braun
breaker.
Breaker, all these bronze, they're
I
stealing
know.
the bronze. Why,
Those are
like,
creative.
stop. Like, who's in
Creative
creative at the
names. What's going
moment?
on?
I don't know if you watched, I watched a interview with Ariya Hawati and Cora Jade.
Elbow Hawani, right? The UFC
Hawani,
guy.
sorry. I've actually met him. He's like a really cool guy. And
Oh, yeah.
like I respect him actually. He's not got a good he does UFC and him haven't got a good relationship,
Oh
but
yeah, I know, I know. I've done the research. Yeah, I know about it.
yeah, but he when he was talking to Cora Jade, it was quite a interesting insight into like wrestlers and like their creative sort of thing, how the creatives is done. And I'm sure you know a lot about it anyway, but she was just saying about like there's this one guy and then he was like one of the main guys and he would just create your creative, your name, your persona and all this stuff, what you're gonna wear. And then they were just like, yeah, you like rock and roll, rock chick, right? You know, that type of thing. And you know, that kind of worked for her anyway. Her one was quite good, to be fair. But I feel like there's obviously just one person that's creating the creative. And obviously we've got someone like Karrion Kross. That's another person we need to talk about in terms of, is he going to be next to be released? Because his contract's up. His contract was what's it called? Announced, or it
It's
was,
released online.
yeah, it was released without him wanting to, or his information was leaked. And then he did that promo. I don't know if you saw it, the Karrion Kross promo, where it was like it was outside of wrestling, but it was kind of like we didn't know
Oh
anything.
yeah.
Yeah.
Was that was months? That was a couple months ago, right? If that's what you're talking
Yeah,
about.
it was a couple of months ago, but and then he did a documentary and stuff like that. But it was just an insight to the obviously people not being happy about the creative, feeling like they can't really, they don't have much say in the creative. They have to act like, you know, just go along with it and stuff, even if it's not what they want. So obviously he's got that thing that he's doing where it looks like he's not really doing much. And before, like, you know, I've even commented on it. Macho Martin's commented on it. We've just been thinking, oh, it just looks like he's being quite lazy, you know, or not lazy, but it feels like he's not doing much. And then when he gets into the ring, I don't know if the plan is that he loses anyway. So it's almost like they're ruining his brand or something, or him as a wrestler. He's not injured. Do you know what I mean? But in terms of like, it's very easy for people to be like, oh yeah, he got released when he does get released, because he wasn't really contributing that much. He was just doing this weird thing that wasn't really taking off, which isn't, obviously he is pretty over with the fans, right? But like, you know, they seem to want to ignore that because maybe they don't want to, you know, keep this person on. And you know what I mean? It's that kind of weird thing. But yeah, it sounds like he may be on,
Well,
you
he
know.
was released. He was released 2 years ago, wasn't he? And then Triple H
Yeah,
brought him
exactly. So it's like he was making a comment that if you just do what they say, people say just do what they say, and it doesn't necessarily pay off. type thing. And then he, whenever he did something interesting and he did that himself, then that was the thing that built him up. But anyways, just wanted to make a comment on that, that we don't know what's going to happen with Karen Cross. It looks like it may be another thing where it's going to be a bad decision.
That's interesting though, because I've watched a lot of like wrestlers' interviews with. Do you guys know who Chris Van Vliet is?
No, I
He
don't.
does like wrestling interviews. It's pretty popular. I recommend you
Actually,
guys like.
I do. Sorry, I didn't.
CVV, Chris Van Vliet. So I've watched like a lot of those interviews, right? And they always, it's some guys always talk about what wrestling is like now in the Triple H era compared to the Vince McMahon era. And the key thing they always say is we have more creative freedom. They always say that. So that's why I'm finding it odd about the whole Karrion Kross thing, because if that is true, why are we not seeing it play out on TV with some of these guys? If you have more creative freedom, you
Maybe
know?
the creative freedoms only allow between the high cards, and
Yeah,
then the
potentially.
managers are like disputed. Maybe it's even controlled by them. Maybe they're like, well, I don't really want that person having that sort of thing because it like mess up my high card thing. So like, good part.
Yeah, I think that would probably make more sense. It does sound like there is a lot more control, you have a lot more freedom than if you had everyone being creative, then it would just be too difficult logistically. But yeah, I mean, I know these things are a lot more complicated and complex than they come about. But guys, I think we might have to call it a day on this one because we've got Money in the Bank tomorrow. And I think we'll be able to dive a bit deeper unless you guys have anything burning to say right now.
Just wanted to talk about Carlito quickly because he was released too.
Yes.
I mean, obviously that's also sad, but I will play devil's advocate in this case. He was funny on TV, but he literally wasn't doing anything. Like he wasn't
He
actually.
wasn't doing anything, yeah.
It's sad because I like Carlito, but you literally were doing nothing. So he, he kind of was coming. It was coming. So I'm less sad about that. But yeah.
I feel like Carlito, he did even post saying that, like a joke, like, oh, maybe I should, they asked me for my money back because I hardly did anything, basically.
I reckon they took all his budget from Apple.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Amazing,
Yeah.
though. I'm sure he said he'll probably be back. So, he doesn't really take himself that seriously, I guess. I think, anyways, isn't his dad like the owner of WWE or something weird? So there's something else. He's like, people aren't that worried about him.
Yeah,
Sort
he's
of thing.
good. No, he's good anyway. Like he doesn't take himself that seriously, which is cool. I like Carlito, but I'm just less sad about that release because it was coming. You weren't saying much like that, and you weren't exactly like contributing to the story with Judgment Day, other than saying things in the background.
Yeah,
But yeah.
exactly. All right, guys, thank you very much. This has been So Over Podcast. Thanks to Lorenzo Ramon and Macho Martin.
See you later.
And this is me, Emmy Blaze.
Peace.
We'll talk about Money in Bank tomorrow.